the dog, and it don't take much intelligence to spot what you are neither.
Angua looked panicky.
Where does it show?
It's the smell, girl. Didn't you learn nothink? Smelled you a mile off. I thought, oh, what's one of them doing in the watch, eh?
Angua waved a finger wildly.
If you tell anyone...
The dog looked more pained than normal.
No one'd listen,
it said.
Why not?
'Cause everyone knows dogs can't talk. They hear me, see? But unless things are really tough, they just think they're thinking to themselves.
The little dog sighed.
Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. I've read books. Well, chewed books.
It scratched an ear again.
Seems to me, it said, we could help each other.
In what way?
Well, you could put me in the way of a pound of steak. That does wonders for me memory, like. Steak. Makes it go clean away.
Angua frowned.
People don't like the word blackmail, she said.
It ain't the only word they don't like,
said the dog.
Take my case now. I've got chronic intelligence. Is that any use to a dog? Did I ask for it? Not me. I just finds a cushy spot to spend me nights along the high energy magic building at the university. No one told me about all this bloody magic leaking out the old time. Next thing I know, I open me eyes, head starts fizzing like a dose of salts. Uh-oh, thinks I, here we go again. Hello, abstract conceptualizing, intellectual development, here we come. What bloody use is that to me? Last time it happened, I ended up saving the world from horrible what's-names, from the dungeon dimensions. And did anyone say thanks? What a good dog, give him a bone. Uh-huh.
It held up a threadbare paw.
My name's Gaspard. Something like this happens to me just about every week. Apart from that, I'm just a dog.
Angua gave up. She grasped the moth-eaten limb and shook it.
My name's Angua. You know what I am.
Forgotten it already, said Gaspard.
Captain Vimes looked at the debris scattered across the courtyard from a hole in one of the ground floor rooms. All the surrounding windows had broken, and there was a lot of glass underfoot, mirror glass. Of course, assassins were notoriously vain, but mirrors would be in rooms, wouldn't they? You wouldn't expect a lot of glass outside. Glass got blown in, not out. He saw Lance Constable Cuddy bend down and pick up a couple of pulleys attached to a piece of rope which was burned at one end. There was a rectangle of card in the debris. The hairs on the back of Vimes's hand prickled. He sniffed rankness in the air. Vimes would be the first to admit that he wasn't a good copper, but he'd probably be spared the chore because lots of other people would happily admit it for him. There was a certain core of stubborn bloody-mindedness there which upset important people, and anyone who upsets important people is automatically not a good copper. But he'd developed instincts. You couldn't live on the streets of a city all your life without them. In the same way that the whole jungle subtly changes at the distant approach of the hunter, there was an alteration in the feel of the city. There was something happening here, something wrong, and he couldn't quite see what it was. He started to reach down.
What is the meaning of this?
Vimes straightened up. He did not turn around.
Sergeant Colon, I want you to go back to the watch house with Nobby and Detritus, he said. Corporal Carrot and Lance Constable Cuddy, you stay with me.
Yes, sir,
said Sergeant Colon, stamping heavily and ripping off a smart salute to annoy the assassins. Vimes acknowledged it. Then he turned around.
Ah, Dr. Cruces, he said.
The Master of Assassins was white with rage, contrasting nicely with the extreme black of his clothing.
No one sent for you, he said. What gives you the right to be here, Mr. Policeman, walking around as if you owned the place?
Vimes paused, his heart singing. He savoured the moment. He'd like to take this moment and press it carefully in a big book, so that when he was old he could take it out occasionally and remember it. He reached into his breastplate and pulled out the lawyer's letter.
Well, if you would like the most fundamental reason, he said, it's because I rather think I do.
A man can be defined by the things he hates. There were quite a lot of things that Captain Vimes hated. Assassins were near the top of the list, just after kings and the undead. He had to allow, though, that Dr. Cruces recovered very quickly. He didn't explode when he read the letter, or argue, or claim it was a forgery. He simply folded it up, handed it back, and said coldly,
I see. The